Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
What have you missed in the last 7 days? Well, we're playing catch-up here. Ed Sheeran, massive fan.
Oh, I love Ed Sheeran. You love Ed Sheeran. Who doesn't love Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, but this is a bit weird.
Okay.
Okay. So, if you might have missed it, you might have not. Ed Sheeran has been granted permission to build a burial chamber on his estate.
Oh,
yep. So the 31-year-old singer has previously been given the green light to construct a church on his massive garden mansion in England. That dates back to 2019.
Mm-hmm. So he's built a church.
He hasn't built it yet, I don't think.
All right.
It's like a boat kind of structure. It's not like it doesn't look like a typical church.
Okay.
But he wants it to do all the family milestones, social gatherings, marriages, christenings.
Oh, beautiful.
Plus just a nice place for contemplation, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, but he has to kind of get the council's approval. Some of his neighbours are like, no,
we don't want it. But it sounds like he's got a lot of land.
He does. He's got this huge piece of land, but they just don't want it.
They don't want a church.
No, they
don't. His own private personal use.
Look, doesn't matter. Either way, it's been passed. But now he's like, okay, I'm going to build this. That'd be awesome to have a nice big burial chamber. So he's gone ahead and met with the local council, and they have agreed a 9-foot by 6-foot tomb built under the church.
They've said yes. So who's going to be buried there?
I don't know. It doesn't mention. I'm like, is this for his...
For himself?
Yeah, right?
And his family?
Oh, that's a bit weird, putting your whole family in one hole.
Well, no, it's a tomb. You're supposed to, aren't you?
Actually, good point. You are meant to put a few people.
Yeah, it's not just for one.
But is that
Why
not
are we
weird?
Always talking about stuff like this, Jazeel?
Because it's fascinating.
What is wrong with us? It is fascinating.
But I don't. Oh, this. It seemed very weird. Like, don't get me wrong. Love Ed Sheeran. Love his music.
When you have too much money,
don't know what to do with it.
This is what happens.
Like, why?
This is what happens.
And then eventually, he's going to pass away. Someone wants to sell his house.
And they've got Ed Sheeran. And just in your backyard and your garden.
Is that not the weirdest thing?
Yes, it is. I love this idea, but I feel like as a parent, I'm too lazy to follow it up. But
okay.
It's a great idea because a New Zealand mum has made her sons, who are aged 9 and 12, sign a loan contract after they borrowed money to buy a new PlayStation and TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
how old were the kids again?
They are 9.
9, okay.
And 12. So my eldest is almost 9.
Okay.
The two boys, their names are Jordan and Tawera. They're from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
They were desperate to buy a new PlayStation each. So one each, wow, at a cost of $425 and a new TV for $65, okay? Now, they had nowhere near enough money saved up in their bank account. So their parents were like, okay, we've got two options here.
Yeah.
Two ways of going. We can either be like, no, you need to save some more money, do some more jobs until you've earned the money to buy it. Or they could teach them about loans and repayments.
Mm.
Now, they're doing it without, of course, like
interest.
Know, interests
or, oh, they should add that.
You know, credit scores or anything like that. But already one of them has sold their computer to their younger sister to start paying back the loan quicker.
Right.
Yeah, so they went out and got it while they wrote up a contract being like, they will repay X amount of money in this amount of time and stuff like
otherwise,
that.
Otherwise, the repo man's coming.
Yeah, otherwise I'm assuming they'll lose it.
Yeah.
Is the consequence. But I thought that's a really good idea because they're teaching them about the real world. It's going to help them, you know, when they grow up and leave home. But
I'm
too lazy to do it.
Because is it good teaching them about loans? Because ideally, you don't want to go and get loans, ideally.
Not then for small things.
Yeah, then you've got interest and then you've got, you know, you're paying
more
long
term. Yeah, teach them about like a home loan and stuff like that, how to manage your money.
It's true. I'm torn.
You
I'm
are?
Torn on this one, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a good idea. You are teaching them like a good lesson in money.
Mm.
And maybe then they'll realise that, you know, getting a loan for something like that's not worth it because you haven't paid it back. Like, you're sick of playing with this thing.
Yeah.
You're still paying it off.
And now your sister's purchased it and she's playing it in her room.
Yeah.
Because she had the money.
Yep.
Repo man's taking it off you. And you're in your room by yourself.
Great life lesson. I want to know, though, have you made a contract with your kids? Is this something that you've done?
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.